Okay, let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez for more on this. Franco, we just heard Congressman Green there with a strong defense of the administration, except for disagreeing, as many Republicans have, on what the president is doing with respect to Turkey and Syria, but on the issue of the impeachment inquiry, standing right by his side.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Certainly following on that issue, the Trump administration line. He's calling it a charade. It's very similar to the language that President Trump has used and other Republicans have used, who have called this a kangaroo court, saying that the Republicans don't have any rights. He noted something that a lot of the Republicans have wanted. The reason why they want, one of the reasons why they want to vote is if they get a vote, they can get some subpoena power. And that is something that Democrats are a little reluctant to give.
Well, let's talk about that. Why are the Democrats refusing to have a vote in the House, a formal vote, to open the impeachment inquiry?
Well, I mean, for one, they say they don't have to. They say it's unnecessary. Those reasons are political as well as practical. It's a lengthy process. You know, Pelosi doesn't want to put some members in a tough spot. You know, again, there's the subpoena power that Republicans want that Democrats don't want to give. Republicans want to call their own witnesses and fall for documents. That's what happened in the Nixon and Clinton impeachment hearings. But that's not something that the minority party usually has power of.
The White House, as we said, sent a letter to the House yesterday saying that their current efforts with regards to the impeachment inquiry are constitutionally invalid. How are Democrats responding to that refusal by the White House to participate?
They're hitting back hard. I mean, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused Trump of trying to cover up his dealings with Ukraine. She accused him of trying to normalize lawlessness. She even warned the president very directly that, quote, you are not above the law. You will be held accountable. So very strong language.
Strong language. But is there anything that she can do at this point to get the White House to cooperate or to move forward with impeachment if they don't?
I mean, that she's trying to do everything she can. This is not just a legal battle. It's very much a political battle, as you presented in your interview with Mark Green. And this is trying to get to the, you know, the hearts and minds of the American people as well. And that's kind of something that both are trying to do as best they can.
There's an argument that's been made that the White House's non-cooperation with the Democrats actually could accelerate the impeachment proceedings. Explain that.
It certainly can. I mean, Democrats have repeatedly warned that any alleged stonewalling will only further evidence of obstruction, which is what Representative Adam Schiff, he's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said this week. What they're trying to use actually is Trump's own strategy of kind of blocking this against him. President Trump is obviously playing the political war, but this kind of resistance could work in the Democrats' favor, saying it's another example and reason for impeachment.
Franco, we were supposed to hear yesterday, or House Democrats were supposed to hear yesterday, from Gordon Sondland, who is the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, was involved in some text messages that have come out since the investigation started into the president's call with the president of Ukraine. He didn't testify, wasn't deposed yesterday on Capitol Hill. The next one people are watching for is Marie Yovanovitch, who used to be the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine before President Trump removed her from that post in May. He called her bad news in that July call with Ukraine's president. Is she still maybe going to testify this week? And what do Democrats want to hear from her?
I mean, it's very unlikely that she's going to testify. She's, you know, as you point out, she's just one of the latest casualties of Trump's war, you know, on career diplomats. You know, House Democrats wanted to know about her conversations with top officials. What did she know about efforts by the administration to allegedly encourage the Ukraine government to investigate Joe Biden and his family? And was she told by State Department officials, as has been reported, that they could not shield her from attacks by the president and his allies?
Congress, by the way, comes back next week, right? They're currently on recess?
Yes.
Okay. So things you think will heat up next week when they come back?
I think there's no question that things are going to heat up. There are so many issues involved, not only the impeachment. You mentioned Syria. It's going to be a busy few weeks.
In terms of Syria, just briefly here, as we said, Turkey started moving into northern Syria. A lot of Republicans, including Congressman Green, against what the White House has done here in pulling back U.S. troops. What is the White House saying today?
Yeah, I mean, Trump really provoked a storm. You know, Trump has threatened to punish Turkey economically if it doesn't, if it does anything outside of what we think is humane or what they think is humane. However, as you pointed out, Republicans are really condemning this, including one of his great allies, Lindsey Graham, right, who says this could be the biggest regret of his presidency.
It's NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez on another busy day in Washington. Franco, thank you.
Thank you.